92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You ever schedule a date with somebody and then show up and that person isn't there, so you just go out with someone else?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Me neither. Never happened to me. But apparently it happened to Sean, who's on the phone for a second date update right now.
Whoa.
Find out how that happened in just a second. But Sean, what's up, man? How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I'm curious what you guys think.
No problem. Thank you for your email. You had an interesting situation with your first date.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So it was a Tinder thing, and
okay.
Her name is Kate. We had a little flirty thing going as it happens up top, and then I offered to take her out, and she agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to show up, and her roommate answers the door, and I'm like, is Kate here? I'm here to pick her up. And she kind of just freezes a little and is just like, sorry, I'll be right back. And so she just shuts the door and leaves me kind of hanging there, and then comes back, kind of takes a deep breath, and she's like, yeah, a bit of a mix-up here. Kate's actually out with another guy.
Whoa, that's a lot of information. Why wouldn't you just, like, horrible roommate, why wouldn't you cover for her?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just like, I was kind of mortified, and I was like, all right.
Wow. Yeah, what did you say to that?
Yeah, you don't really say much. I was kind of kicking my heel a little bit, just kind of like,
yeah, what do you do?
And she goes, you know, I'm not up to anything. Maybe we could just hit the bar down the block or something.
Dude.
What?
And I'm like, no, I don't want this, like a pity date or something. Like, she legitimately felt bad for me. Like, I was
she's like, oh, you should be dating somebody. I'll go out with
yeah.
you.
So I kind of reluctantly agreed.
Okay,
and,
but, I mean, you were attracted to her, so you agreed, right?
Yeah, she was cute.
It's like a blind date, kind of.
Okay, well, what happened?
Well, we went to the bar, and we had a few drinks, but she couldn't get off this, like, I'm so sorry. Oh, God, that's so awful. Like, I kind of really wanted to forget about it.
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
Yeah, you're like, do you have to keep harping on it? Can we just hang out and you not remind me that I was just stood up?
Yeah.
You're drinking like, cheers to you being so poorly stood up.
Oh, that is lonely.
Yeah, so I was doing what I could to kind of change the subject. And she would just go right back and be like, again, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, okay, it's fine, you know.
Yeah.
And then she even said, I bet Kate's not having as much fun right now as she would be with you. Like, I'm sure the guy that she's out with is worse or something.
It's worse. I mean, I was going to say that's a nice compliment to be like, she was complimenting you, like, you're fun to hang out with. But if she put it that way, like, maybe that guy's worse than you. It would be hard to be worse than you, but maybe.
Like, you're pretty bad, but God, you should see what she drags home from Tinder.
Yeah, I mean, Kate is terrible taste.
Yeah, God, Kate. I mean, I thought that this woman was, like, I don't know, maybe attracted to you, and that's why she offered. But it really, I mean, I think you're right. It really does sound like it was out of pure pity.
Well, it did get better from there. In another attempt to change the subject, I asked her if she wanted to play a game.
Oh.
And she perked up and she was like, sure. And I was like, all right, it's called Put It in the Hole.
I want to play that game.
It's on a first date.
And it's not a very complicated game. You just take whatever bar food is near you and you throw it in each other's mouths and you get a little further and further away.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And the people sitting around you hate you because they keep getting hit by pretzels in the head. But that's cool.
Hate is an understatement. We cleared the bar out.
All right, so it's just you and her playing Put It in the Hole in the bar.
Jesus, sounds so bad.
And just, like, screaming if you get it in the hole. Like, yeah! Like, you won the Super Bowl.
Right. It turned out to be, like, a totally, like, fun activity that we had because we were drinking and we were laughing and we were even, like, having a conversation about real things, like, while we were hurling food at each other.
Dude, that's cool.
And so, I mean, it turned into, like, we're having the time of our lives in this really weird way. So I got it in my head to make a move on her.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
The way you worded that sounds like it didn't go over well.
Well, I don't know. so she caught one, right? And I was like, I don't think that went in. Let me look. And so I approached her, and then when she let me look in, I kissed her.
Oh.
So you kissed her, like, gaping open mouth? When she wasn't expecting
it?
Kissed
her hole?
Yeah.
Yeah, her mouth hole. Yeah.
All right. So did she like that?
She did.
Awesome.
So the night goes on, it gets a little fuzzy, and she wants to go home, and I'm like, I gotta not try to, like, take her home at this point, even though it kind of goes against everything.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I took her home. There wasn't a kiss at the door, but we were laughing, and I was like, I should go. And the next day, I texted her once, and I called her once,
mm-hmm.
and I heard, like, absolutely nothing. And I thought after a date like that, I would totally hear something.
Oh.
And I don't know if she was like, felt like she was stepping on Kate's feet or like, I know it's just so weird that a night like that, I'm just getting like ghost.
Do you think maybe the roommate that got mad at her for going out with you?
Well, that is the theory that I just said. So good job.
Okay.
Yeah, but
note to
like...
self, pay attention more.
I don't know. Kate didn't care enough to even be there when you guys were supposed to be on a date. I don't think that she'd be that territorial.
Yeah, she sounded like she has great chemistry.
I don't know. I just see her, like, if the roommate came, saw you at the door, then said, hold on, I got to check, and then goes back. She obviously, I feel like, checked in with Kate somehow.
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know for sure.
All right. Well, I'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Awesome.
All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Sean is on the phone, and he was supposed to go out with a girl named Kate, but that never happened. He showed up to Kate's apartment, and she was actually out on another date with a different dude.
Yeah.
So he ended up hanging out with her roommate. Sean, what's her name, by the way? We never got the roommate's name.
Chelsea.
Okay, so he ended up hanging out with Chelsea all night. He said that they had a really good date, but now she's not calling him back. Sean, have you thought about the possibility that maybe you got catfished?
Oh, wow, I didn't even think of that.
I have entertained that. It just doesn't add up to that, but I guess it's possible.
Like, fake pictures and everything else, and you show up and she acts like she's the roommate. I don't know why.
Right.
But
why would she catfish you and then not call you back?
I don't know.
Like, that's pretty rude. You get stood up.
Yeah,
know,
she
like...
would have just not gone on the date if she wasn't interested, right?
Right. I mean, I don't get why to set up that whole sting and then do it this way, you know?
No.
Well, it's shrouded in mystery. Hopefully we can figure it out for you. I'm about to call Chelsea's the one we're calling, not Kate, right?
Yeah, I did. I never went out with Kate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just starting to get names confused now. That's more for me than for anybody else. All right, so I'm about to call Chelsea right now and find out why she's not calling you back. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Chelsea?
This is she.
Hi, Chelsea. How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Is this about my dry cleaning? Because I'm picking it up today, I promise.
Oh, my God. Chelsea.
No, Chelsea, it's not about your dry cleaning.
But suddenly I understand who you are because I'm the same person.
I will let them know, though, you're picking it up.
Yeah. No. You're not going to, though. Let's be honest.
Okay. I'm sorry. Who's this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
And we don't do dry cleaning, but we might start.
I'm confused. Did I win, like, a prize or something?
No. We actually do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and try to find out what happened. So we got an email about you from a dude named Sean.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean... I know Sean.
Yeah, he told us. He told us about how he actually was supposed to go on a date with your roommate.
Yeah, he showed up and I felt really bad. So I just said, like, we can go to a bar and hang out for a little.
Yeah.
You pity dated him is what he said.
I mean, it wasn't like full on pity because, like, if I didn't want to hang, I wouldn't have. But, like, it's not like he had a date with me.
But did you enjoy hanging out with him, though? He thought that you guys had a great time and actually had a really good date, even though he wasn't supposed to be on a date with you.
Did he tell you, like, everything that happened, everything we talked about?
Here's what he told us. He said that you guys hung out at the bar and you played a game called Put It in the Hole, where you try to throw things in each other's mouths. He told us that you kissed. And he said at the end of the night, you guys were laughing and having fun, and he thought it would be totally cool to hit you up again for another date, but he's tried to do that, and you haven't answered him.
Yeah. I mean, the game was, like, fun and all, but honestly, he doesn't seem really honest, and I'm kind of, like, skeptical if he was telling me the truth or not when we went out.
What do you think he was lying about?
Everything.
Whoa.
What?
He said, like, he's been struck by lightning— three times.
Oh.
And, like, I honestly, I don't even know anyone who's been struck once.
Yeah, that's pretty rare.
I mean, but, like, I could let that slide. But then, like, right after, he said it happened around the time that he was roommates with Zac Efron, like, before Zac Efron got famous. And, like, hasn't Zac Efron been famous since he was, like, 12? Like, that just didn't make sense.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's definitely some flags flying up that say, like, compulsive liar.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's, like, more than, literally the whole thing, I feel like, was a lie. He told me he, like, won the New York Marathon, but, like,
he won it.
Was disqualified because he lost, like, that number that you wear when you're running, you know?
Oh, no.
He was running so fast it flew off.
All that running for nothing.
I mean, like, he is in really good shape, but, like, to win a marathon, like, wouldn't I have heard about it? Like, if I Googled him, would have seen that? Like,
yeah, you would think so.
I know a dude like that who tells the tallest tales ever, and you're like, that did not happen.
But, like, that's not even, like, that's not even the worst of it. I think the worst one was he told me he hooked up with, like, two Victoria's Secret models on Kendrick Lamar's private jet.
Oh, wow.
So his roommates with Zac Efron. He's on Kendrick Lamar's private jet hooking up with Victoria's Secret models.
And that was the third time we got hit by lightning.
Yeah.
But wait, hold up. He's getting stood up by your roommate on a Tinder date.
Yeah.
Like,
that doesn't add
up. Right. There's a lot of things that are missing here.
Totally lying.
Well, she's the one that called BS on it. Like, I came home and I told her and I was like, did he tell you any of this? Like, did he send you a picture of him, like, on a private jet or anything? And she's like, no, this guy is a liar. Don't talk to him ever again.
Huh. Did you say anything to him on the date? Like, I like who you are without all these big lies. Like, you don't have to tell me this.
I didn't, like, outright tell him that he was lying because he does, like, the way he told the story, I started to believe him. Because, like, what do I know? I don't know if it's not true or not. Like, maybe he really does have this crazy, extravagant life.
Who knows? Maybe we should ask because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Wait, he's what?
He's on the other line and wants to talk to you. Unless Kendrick Lamar tried to call through, they might have taken his call. I don't know. Sean, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little bummed out that you're kind of, like, questioning my integrity.
I mean, it's all of the things. Like, you're not that old. How could you have experienced all of this stuff?
Well, I don't know, but I have. I mean, getting hit by lightning three times in a row isn't exactly a bragging thing. And I have medical records that says I've been lit up.
Been lit up. I mean, they do say, don't they say, like, once you get hit once, you have a greater chance of getting hit again? Isn't that what
the step? You don't have to convince me that's true.
Aren't you, like, supposed to have marks on your body when you're hit by lightning? Like,
yeah.
It must have passed through me in a way that just jolted all my organs for a second.
Oh.
I'm having a hard time because you are believable and you did stay on the phone through all this. Like, if you were a big fat liar, I would think you would have hung up on us
true.
By now.
Like, the Zac Efron thing, he was shooting in the area. I'm very good friends with his friend. He stayed at my place for a week. That does count as a roommate.
Okay,
oh,
so
now I'm starting to
Zac Efron slept on your couch for a week or something like that.
Yeah. And as far as the Victoria's Secret model thing, that really did happen. And I was on Kendrick Lamar's plane. Kendrick Lamar was not there, but I had to sign an NDA.
What?
Which means I shouldn't be even talking about it at all. On the radio, it's probably a huge no-no. Oh. But, like, I can't, I mean, I have pictures. I can't even show them. But it happened.
Why do you have pictures of you hooking up?
Everyone has their phones out and stuff.
So people were filming you hook up with the Victoria's Secret models in Kendrick Lamar's plane?
Yeah, I didn't.
It's just
to be clear, like, I didn't sleep with them. I just was hooking up with them and drinking champagne on the plane.
And, to be fair, Chelsea, if I was hooking up with Victoria's Secret models, I would also have pictures of it. Like, that is a moment that you only get once in life.
All right. What about you riding across the country on horseback?
What?
Did that really happen?
Okay, that story is slightly different. Yeah, I rode across country on horseback, but what I didn't tell you is that I rode back as well. And I thought that was. Then I thought I was like, oh, I'm going to be bragging if I say I did a round trip.
Right?
Like, one time riding across the country on horseback raises enough questions. Yeah, you don't need to add that you rode
Turn
back.
And
you can see how these stories sound pretty made up, though,
okay.
Right?
Look, you don't have to believe me on this, but they happened. I was there. I lived it.
You're pretty convincing.
And I actually believe the horseback thing. The one I have a problem with, Sean, is the marathon. You won the New York City Marathon.
One of the hardest. I won in my
division.
How fast did you run it?
Look, you don't have to grill me like I'm some sort of liar. I know the truth. I was there. You weren't there. So get off my job, okay?
What about you escaping the Mexican cartel? Did that really happen?
Wow.
You escaped the Mexican cartel.
Okay, El Chapo.
Oh, my God. All right. So first of all, what I was doing down there, and I was a dumb kid, and I was trying to buy weed, and I got in the wrong place at the wrong time. And they took me for ransom. They take people for ransom. They call their families, and they're like, give me money, and we'll let them go.
Trying to buy weed, and then I round up like in the middle of a huge coke deal between the cartels.
It happens. It's rampant down there.
I have heard.
And so I'll tell you how I got out of there. It wasn't very fancy, but we basically became friends, all of us, and joked around and smoked and drank while they waited for their money. And they trusted me enough to go take a leak out on the back deck, and then I just hoofed it and ran.
Wow. Right.
So you're either the most interesting man on the planet, or you're the biggest liar we've ever met.
I am known for being the unluckiest and luckiest guy on the planet at the same time.
Oh,
all right. Well,
who knows you like that, though?
Chelsea, would you like to get to know Sean?
All of my friends.
Would you like for Sean to prove it to you? Would you go on a second date with Sean? We'll pay for it. Then you guys can sit down and he can bring the medical records of his lightning strike.
I just don't know, because, like, I don't know if he's telling the truth or not. Like, he's got answers to every question. Like,
I have answers to every question because they happened. It's real easy for me. Think about this. I've been going around telling people that I went on a Tinder date and that the date wasn't even there, but I took out her roommate. Like, that's already, like...
Yeah. Weird stuff happens to you, man.
You're an excellent liar, Sean.
Yeah.
Jubal's jealous.
Yeah. Chelsea, what do you think? Do you want to give Sean one more shot?
I do think I'm going to go on a date and see what happens.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Sean, congratulations. You got a second date.
Yay.
Yeah, bring along your medical records and all that stuff.
Well, I don't know if I can get my hands on them by then, but I'll see.
Sure. Okay.
Really?
All right. Well,
convenient.
Hope your date goes well. And congratulations, Sean. Chelsea, thank you for your time, too.
Thank you.
She's like, I don't know.
And Sean, the next time you go on Kendrick Lamar's private jet, invite, please.
Yeah, dude.
We don't actually talk anymore. It was his buddy's plane, so yeah.
Okay. All right, sure. All right, sounds legit. We'll see you. Broken Jubal in the morning.